Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The looming threat of sweeping antitrust reform is no longer looming. Last week, House Democrats on the Antitrust Subcommittee announced legislation aimed at checking the power of big tech, namely Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google. And there's even hope for bipartisanship, as a number of Republicans co-sponsored the bills, which could upend the business models of these tech giants. Shireen Ghaffari has been following antitrust reform for Recode and is here to tell us more. Hi, Shireen.
Hi, Adam.
So it sounds like some progress was made last Friday in Congress. What happened?
Yeah, so on Friday, five big bills were introduced. Collectively, they're called A Stronger Online Economy, Opportunity, Innovation, and Choice. What they're really about is essentially regulating big tech, trying to rein in the power of the major five tech companies.
And this has been a long time coming. At least people have been talking about antitrust reform for a long time. How is this new package related to what House Democrats have done in the past?
Yeah, so Congress has taken a while to really, first of all, investigate what the potential monopoly power of these companies are. You know, the House Committee on this spent 16 months putting out a 400-plus page report that detailed all the different ways that companies like Facebook and Apple could potentially be stifling competition. And now, finally, we have basically what their solution is to the alleged wrongdoing in that lengthy report. So there's been bits and pieces of legislation introduced by other members of Congress, but this is really sort of the culmination of years of work into the potential wrongdoing of these companies and how government can step in.
So let's talk about these bills. Do any of them stand out as being particularly aggressive and like really have a chance of breaking up big tech?
Yeah, so all of these bills could really affect tech businesses in a big way, but I would say that the bill that's called the Ending Platform Monopolies Act, it's very wide and sweeping in terms of how you could potentially interpret it to break up big tech. The bill would make it illegal for what's called a, quote, dominant online platform, which you could argue any of the major tech companies are dominant online platforms. It would make it illegal for them to own any other line of business that is perceived to be a conflict of interest. And that's huge because that means that a company like Amazon may not be able to own other lines of business that are selling physical products because that's in conflict of interest with Amazon's main line of business in making a marketplace for people to sell those products. So could Amazon continue to sell its Alexa hardware devices like Echo or Kindle? Unclear, right? It could potentially really upend that.
So that's one. There are four other bills in this package. What do those do?
There's another one that's similar to the one I just mentioned called the American Innovation and Choice Online Act. And that one also goes after this idea that there are certain platforms or, you know, major kind of online marketplaces that regulators can go after if they are self-preferencing their own businesses over other companies. And so, again, that would mean that companies like Amazon may have an issue if they're found to be giving their own products preferential treatment over some other third-party seller who's trying to sell their own, let's say, you know, hardware devices similar to Amazon Alexa, or Amazon, you know, sells its own clothes. So if a third-party seller is selling their clothes, is Amazon giving itself higher search results or something? That's the kind of thing that could really change the way that these companies do business. Same with Apple and its App Store, or Google and some of its own kind of answers to its own questions when you search on Google. The others have some kind of more narrow, I would say, ways they're going about it, like the Platform Competition and Opportunity Act would put some parameters and say, okay, major tech companies cannot acquire smaller tech companies that are in direct competition with them. So they can't just go out and stifle competition by buying up a startup that may be the next Google or the next Facebook. And then the last two are, I think, even more sort of narrow in their scope. One of them called the Augmenting Compatibility and Competition by Enabling Service Switching Act. That one would make it so that users can easily take their data and plug it into another company. So if you want to switch out of using Facebook or Google, those companies have to give you everything they know about you and let you plug that in somewhere else. And then the last one, called the Merger Filing Fee Modernization Act, that would just give the regulatory agencies like FTC and DOJ more money to actually go out and enforce all these rules.
I just realized that the Augmenting Compatibility and Competition by Enabling Service Switching Act, it spells access.
Oh yeah, we can just call it access.
It kind of, in a way, seems like House Democrats and Republicans co-sponsoring these bills are throwing a lot out there and hoping some of it sticks. How have big tech companies, and maybe more specifically, the lobbyist groups that represent them, how they responded to this?
Yeah, so they are not a fan, unsurprisingly. So tech lobbyist groups are making their case that all of this could stifle American innovation. They said that it could jeopardize the strength of the American tech sector and inadvertently help competing economies like China. They also have said that this could limit the ability of the tech companies to give free products to people. So if you think about it, companies like Google, Facebook, they're giving billions of users all this stuff for free. And tech companies have argued that if you regulate them too much, then they'll have to start charging people more to use Facebook, or, you know, charge people to do a Google search potentially. I don't think we'll see that anytime soon, but that is the worst case scenario that you could see the tech companies threatening if this goes through.
And there is some hope for bipartisanship here. I gave up hope in politics a long time ago. I have to imagine that Republicans and Democrats do disagree on some things when it comes to antitrust and big tech.
Yeah, so I would say that Democrats and Republicans surprisingly agree on a lot of this stuff. If you perceive the issues around tech companies to be some kind of disease, let's say, there's different symptoms of the disease that these leaders on different sides of the aisle are complaining about, but it's the same underlying issue. And that's that they all kind of agree that, in their view, tech companies have too much power, that they need some kind of outside checks on that power. But many Republican leaders have been more focused on so-called anti-conservative bias, the perception that tech companies are stifling conservative viewpoints online, especially with the recent banning of President Trump from Facebook and Twitter and the like. On the other hand, Democrats are more focused on sometimes the opposite problem, that they think that tech companies are too slow to take down misinformation spread by conservatives or just by people in general, and just they're also more focused on sort of the economic issues around competition and monopoly. But at the end of the day, we did see Democrats and Republicans come together in the sense that there's at least one Republican co-sponsor on each of these bills. And they've said that they expect more Republicans to sign on in the coming days. So that's actually notable. You know, it doesn't come easily these days in our polarized Congress. However, they're going to need a lot more support, especially if these bills leave the House and go to the more narrowly Democratic-controlled Senate. Is that actually going to pass? If you have even a couple Democrats who back out of these bills, then you need more Republicans to sign on. And that is all yet to be determined.
Shireen, thanks so much for breaking this down for us. This is a tough topic, and this is super helpful.
Thanks so much, Adam.
To follow all of Shireen's work on antitrust and more, head to recode.net.